Hello and welcome. If you're a new follower of Jesus, you might be wondering how to pray effectively. Prayer is not simply you talking to God, but it's making your requests or petitions known to God. And there are a few key principles that can make your prayers even more powerful. Now today, I'm going to share with you five simple steps to effective prayer straight from the Bible. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and dive in. Step number one, find out what God's will is before you pray. Finding out God's will before you pray is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, is where Jesus is showing us the template, the model by which we are to pray. It says this, it says in verse 10, it says, "Your kingdom come," God, Jesus talking to the Father, "your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God's will is revealed in the Bible. When you pray, ask yourself this question: does what I'm praying for align with what God wants for me? For example, we may know it's God's will for us to have peace, joy, and wisdom, so you can pray confidently for these things. Number two step for having effective prayer: pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Now, it didn't say for you to pray to Jesus. It says pray to the Father in Jesus' name. And Jesus actually says this to his disciples in John chapter 16, verse 23. It says this. It says, Jesus says, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." When you pray, address your prayers to God the Father and end with "in Jesus' name." This shows you're coming to God through faith in Jesus, who made the way for us to have a relationship with God in the first place. I know so many times when people are praying, they're trying to pray to Jesus, they're trying to pray to Mary, they're trying to pray to the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said in the Word, for you to pray to the Father in His name. Step number three, ask in faith. We find this in James chapter 1, verse number 6. It says this, it says, "And when you ask, you must believe and not doubt." See, faith is trusting that God hears you and will answer your prayers. It's not simply about how big your faith is. Feels it's about trusting in God's power and promises. When you pray, before praying, believe that God is listening and working on your behalf. I know sometimes so many people are praying and they don't even believe that God would even hear it. They hope it and they wish it. But God says, when you come to me in prayer, because you already found out what my will is and you're already asking in Jesus' name, He says, now come in faith, meaning be fully persuaded that what God said He would do in His word, He's already done and will do for you. Step number four, believe you receive when you pray. This is a huge one right here. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says this, "Whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe you have received it, and it will be yours." This doesn't mean you'll see the answer immediately, but it does mean trusting that God is already working. Act as though it's already done, because God is faithful to His promises. Now, this one is a big one, because so many times people come in prayer and they say, "I believe, I receive, amen," and they walk away and they talk against everything they just prayed for. "I sure hope God heard me. I sure hope He better hear me, because if He don't, this is gonna happen." No, when you come to God in prayer, you're not coming to God in prayer to get faith. You're coming to God in prayer in faith, believing that whatsoever you pray when you ask the Father, you believe you receive it when you ask for it. And number five, this is a big one too: give thanks before you've received it. Now, this one we find in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says this. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. When you thank God after praying, you're showing faith and trust in His timing. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you're waiting for to the goodness of God, who always answers prayers according to His will. Anytime you pray according to God's will, in the name of Jesus, to the Father in faith, believing you receive it, your next response is, after you say amen, every day you wake up, Father, I thank you, for I believe I receive the tangible manifestation of those things I've already prayed for. See, one of the big things is faith doesn't stop after you say amen. Faith continues to grow. And what you're saying is, Father, I'm thanking you because I believe that it's already done. So there you have it. 5 simple steps to effective prayer. Step number 1, find out what God's will is concerning that what you're praying for. Step number 2, pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Step number 3, you must ask in faith, being fully persuaded that what God said He would do, He's already done. Number 4, you have to believe you've received it. Not that you're going to receive it, but you got to believe that you receive it when you pray. And step number 5, because you already believe that it's done, you're going to give thanks like it's already so. Prayer is powerful because it connects you to the heart of God. Keep practicing these steps and watch how God moves in your life. If you found this helpful, share it with someone else who's looking to learn how to pray effectively. And don't forget, God loves hearing from you. See you next time. Have a great day.